Morning, church family. Have you been blessed so far? Amen. Amen. What an amazing reminder we have today of the hope we have in Jesus. It's been an interesting year thus far. It's one of those years I keep hearing people say, I just want to forget and get through it. Have you heard that? We keep saying, we just want to forget this, get past it. But as I look at it, there's some things that I have to look at for perspective's sake. You know, I was sick a couple weeks ago with an intestinal virus, and it's a really bad year when you're actually celebrating an intestinal virus, and it's not COVID. You're there at the doctor, like, oh, thank you, this is wonderful. It's an interesting year when you're celebrating illnesses that you'd usually be loathing over. But as we look at this year, I believe we will remember looking back, because it'll be hard to forget, we'll remember COVID, we'll remember many things, even though we want to forget. But the key as we look back on this year will be really how we perceived it. And when I say that, I think of the idea of hope. Because when we look at things happening in our world around us, we see our circumstances, we see things that are negative, it's easy for us to fall into the two pandemics this year that I've seen happen, even in my own life. The pandemics of negativity and discouragement. That negativity is also known as cynicism. Cynicism is when we lose hope in the future, lose hope in humanity, lose hope in our circumstances. And so how in the world, in this year, and even looking forward, can we get past this whole concept, this whole feeling of cynicism or discouragement? You know, as we look at the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, is an incredible text because it says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence. In other words, this is something that takes intentionality, takes energy. It says diligence to the full assurance of what? The full assurance, the Bible says, of hope until the end. Diligence to the full assurance of hope. I know life doesn't always have the Brady Bunch endings, especially this year. Things go bad. We lose jobs. We get sick. Horrible things happen. So how can we find hope? How can we, through due diligence, find the full assurance of hope to the very end, despite the circumstances that we're dealing with? The first question we ask is, what is hope? What does hope really mean? Because when I always thought of hope, I thought hope was really just kind of wishing something. That's really what we think of in our culture. When you hope for something, you're wishing for something to happen. You know, when your wife comes to you as you've borrowed her car the night before and she says, is there gas enough for me to get to work today? And you say, I hope so. Trust me, I know from experience that doesn't work. We need more than just wishful thinking when things are important, when things are in question, when things are on the line. So what in the world is it about hope in God's word that is different than just wishful thinking? Hope is something different. Human hope, which is this wishful thinking, it finds its strength in a person's desire. In other words, our desire for something to happen. But here's the difference. Here's the key. In the Bible, hope is confidence in the expectation of what God has promised. And its strength is in his faithfulness, not on your desire. Did you catch that? Biblical hope is based on God's strength, on his promise, and his ability to fulfill it. Sounds a lot like faith. Amen? What I'd like to say is that hope is foresight, looking forward with insight, which is where we're at right now in your circumstance, based on hindsight of what God has done in your life in the past and what he's accomplished on our behalf throughout history. It's foresight with insight based on hindsight. That's what biblical hope is. So what's the difference between hope and faith? I'd suggest that faith is the larger idea that encompasses both past, present, and future. But hope, biblically, is simply faith looking towards the future. That's what biblical hope is. It's faith in God looking towards the future. While faith can encompass the past and the present, hope looks forward. It's the expectation of what God is going to do based on his promises, his power, and his great love. Hope is part of faith, but it is not simply faith. Faith is the larger term. You know, we look at our culture, and I found myself doing this past year at times. It's easy for us to fall into this idea of this concept of cynicism and negativity. And I'm usually an optimist. I usually look at everything being half full, everything is going to work out. But even this year, it got to wearing on my very soul. And so what God was speaking to me this past year, even this past week as we're entering this holiday season, celebrating the first advent of Jesus, he reminded me that we need to do two things because it's an intentional thing to find hope. We need to, first of all, reframe. We need to reframe our perspective. That takes intentionality, to choose to see things through a different lens than we typically do. And then secondly, we need to refocus. Reframe, and then secondly, refocus. Refocus our energy. Refocus our perspective towards something that God is calling us, not what the world is portraying to us. As we look at our culture, we ask, is there a place for cynicism and negativity? Yeah, there is. And as a matter of fact, I love satire. Satire is based on cynicism. It's looking at our culture, even some ridiculous things that happen, through the lens of maybe humor or comedy. That's what late night monologues are made of. When we watch these things, and I love humor, I love comedy. But the problem is many times when we look at cynicism, this negativity, it becomes our modus operandi, it becomes the definition of how we think, how we process, the lens through which we see everything in the world around us. And while cynicism can be a great thing to bring attention to items that need change in our culture, changed in our society, it should never, as God's people, be the modus operandi of how we perceive and how we operate. I know some of us maybe tend to be more cynical than others, but that's okay. It has its place. But God is seeking more in our lives. He's seeking to give us something more than just putting our trust or our lack of trust in humanity or our circumstances. Because if we do that, we're going to be cynics, all of us. Our faith and our hope must be based on something much greater. Turn with me your Bible for just a couple minutes to the book of Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. As we reflect upon the story of the first advent of Jesus, the idea, the concept of Emmanuel, this is where we find our hope today. Verse 18. But the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the what? It says the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son. And they shall call his name what? Emmanuel, which means what? That God is with us. Note that, mark it, underline it, highlight it. Emmanuel means that what? God is with us. Say that with me. God is with us. As we look at this story, we already know the names of Mary and Joseph described in this Christmas story. But sometimes we forget about the other people who are involved, the other beings involved. We see the Holy Spirit who implants the embryo into Mary's womb. An amazing thought, an amazing miracle wrought by the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible. And then as we look later on in this passage, we see the name Jesus. So we see Jesus being present. Jesus, whose name is Yeshua in Hebrew. It's a transliteration, which means the Lord is salvation. And then finally, in the name Emmanuel, hidden within that name is the term El, which in the Bible means is short for Elohim, which is plural for God, symbolizing the fullness of God, the Trinity, the Godhead. And so three beings embedded in the Christmas telling, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all involved. And should we expect any less from God? They were all three at creation. They're all three at the incarnation, all three at Jesus' baptism, even all three at Jesus' death. Think about it. Jesus on the cross. The Father was in Christ, according to the Bible, reconciling us to him. And the Bible says then, even at the resurrection, that the Holy Spirit brought forth Jesus from the grave by the power of the Holy Spirit. All three involved in the work of creation and redemption. And so, is it any wonder that this God, who is three in one, gives us a word of hope in the story? Because Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. That is where we find hope today. If we look at Matthew, the Bible story in Matthew starts with Emmanuel, God with us. In the last few verses of Matthew, in chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus reassures us that he is with us. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The New Testament starts with Emmanuel, God is with us. And in Revelation, it ends with the whole idea that God is with us again in 21, verse 3. That we will be his people, he will be our God, we will dwell with him forever. God with us is the message of salvation, the message of hope, the message of eternity. And friends, I want to share with you, the message of hope today is not based on just a place called heaven, because we equate that many times. Hope is not heaven. Hope is not a place. Hope is a person. Heaven is just a place we're going to be sharing that time of eternity with the person that embodies hope, that is Jesus. That's what matters. Hope is Jesus. Hope is in God, not in our circumstances, not in humanity. We cannot trust in either of those things, in anything, even in ourselves. And so where does that leave us today? Remember, I said earlier, today we need to reframe and refocus. Reframe our perspective, seeing things through the lens of God with us, Emmanuel, not just today, but all throughout the year, every single day, every single morning we wake up, to refocus and saying, God is with me. He is present. No matter what your circumstances, what you're going through, what's happening in your life, God is with you. That's why Jesus was never cynical. It's amazing, but we look at him when he was here on this earth, and he comes to a time when they were under tyrannical rule of Israel, his people. They've been waiting for centuries, and he comes, and he proclaims a message, not ignoring the reality of people's lives and what's happening, the hardships, the difficulties. But in all those things, he says that they are blessed, that there is hope in him. He doesn't ignore reality, but he paints a new picture of reality through him and his kingdom. That's how we refocus through the kingdom of Jesus Christ, reframe. And we refocus our energies based on his kingdom and what his call is for our lives. We say, O come, Emmanuel. What that means is that we too play part in revealing Jesus to this world that needs to see a picture of Jesus Christ. In the Mystery of Healing, page 143, it says, the world needs today what it needed 1,900 years ago, now 2,000 years ago, a revelation of Jesus. And he's waiting to reveal it through his church, through his body, through you and through me. We say, O come, Emmanuel. We want him to come back, but he's calling us to go and reveal Jesus to a world in darkness. He's calling us to shine the light of hope in this world that is in its midnight hour. And so what better time in this holiday season, this celebration of the first Advent, in light of the times we're living, soon to be the second Advent of Jesus, to paint this picture of hope. Not just a picture, but the reality of hope that we have in Jesus. I'm going to end with Romans chapter 15, 13. I never thought this as a holiday or a Christmas text, but it's got all the great makings of it. It says, now may the God of hope, did you get that? The God of hope, the God who is filled with hope, who gives hope, who embodies hope, fill you, and listen to these holiday terms, with all joy and peace. You get those signs hanging in your wall, right, probably right now in your house, over Christmas. Fill with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, God wants to reframe your perspective, my perspective, and refocus your life. And that reframing takes place through the kingdom of Emmanuel, God with us. God with us yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave us. He will see us through. Our hope's not in a vaccine, although I'm very excited about it. Our hope rests in Jesus. Amen.